Bruchim Habayim to another week of Parsha Insights, Parshas Matos, and Parshas Maaseh. Be'ezras Hashem, Chazak Chazak v'nitchazek, as we will finish Sefer Bamidbar. Once again, Bruchim Habayim to Parsha Insights, Parshas Matos, and Maaseh, Chazak Chazak v'nitchazek. We were able to start the Sefer, learn the Sefer, conclude the Sefer, Gezun Tehei. May we be zeicha to do that with all Chamisha Chumshei Torah. This year, Parsha Insights is L'zeicha Nishmas U'le'ili Nishmas, Rebecca Bas Serina and Leon Ben Rachel. May their Neshama Torahs have a lichtiget Gan Eden. Let us speak about the beginning of Parshas Matos and see how it connects to the fact that we are approaching Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, this Shabbos, which means beginning the 9 days. If you take a look, and I think that you should, Parashas Matos, the first few psukim of Sheni, which I hope if you're looking inside these chumashim is page 902, Sheni tells us all about the battle against Midian. Hashem speaks to Moshe and says, Nikoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael, take nikama, take vengeance for B'nai Yisrael against Midian. In other words, on behalf of B'nai Yisrael, Hashem says, fight the Midianim and take Nekama, vengeance. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks in the next pasuk, Vayedaber Moshe Elohim. I hope you're looking inside. It's in the very beginning of Parakam, and I'll certainly easy enough to follow. And Moshe is giving over that message where he says, we have to arm ourselves, and there's going to be a battle against Midian. Would somebody please read me the end of that pasuk? And in this battle on Midian, Lo seis nikmas, Hashem b'Midian, so that we could take nekama and take vengeance, so to speak, for that which was done to Hashem. That's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam said. The Ribbono Shel Olam said a moment earlier, the battle against Midian was a nekama, nikmas b'nei Yisrael, for that which was done to us. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over, he said, we're going to battle Midian because it's nikmas Hashem, a vengeance, Hashem's vengeance, meaning to say for that which was done, so to speak, to Hashem. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu change that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him from Nikmas B'nei Yisrael to Nikmas Hashem? Clearly looking around at everyone's facial expression, you definitely understood the depth and profundity of that question. And I would hope that all those who are listening now as we are giving the shir, and those many who will hear it once it's sent out, we already mentioned your parents' name, will Be'ezras Hashem have the same expression. I'd like to give credit to this question. Earlier today I was speaking to a dear friend of mine, really a Yedid Nefesh, Rev Rachamim Raymond. We were privileged to learn together 30 plus years ago in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, we have had the privilege to keep up the relationship. Baruch Hashem, we've had the privilege to keep up the friendship, and today Reb Rachamim is a wonderful Talmud Chacham. He is the Mashkiach of the yeshiva that we learned in together years ago, Lakewood East. And he shared with me this Devar Torah, each and every piece, and then I'd like to add a few things, but I do want to say it as he asked me, if I could, in memory of his father. Reb Rachamim's father passed away a few months ago. I'd like to say this, which his son shared with me, and it should indeed be as a schus lezecher nishmas uleilei nishmas Reb Ezra ben Reb Rachamim. But as I told you a moment ago, passed away a few months ago, may these words indeed be lezecher uleilei nishmasai Reb Ezra ben Reb Rachamim. And one more time, I'm so deeply grateful to my Yezid Nefesh, Reb Rachamim Raymond, who, as I told you, is now the Mashkiach of the yeshiva we're privileged to learn, and for sharing this extraordinary pshat with me. So that was the question that he had. Why are we changing from Nikmas Bnei Yisrael to Nikmas Hashem? Reb Rachamim wanted to base the answer on a very well-known pshat that I deliberately brought the sefer, and I'm holding it up for you to see. He deliberately I brought the sefer for the Olam to be able to look at it inside the Kedusha Slavi, which means that it's from the Halakha Barditcha Rebbe. I'm holding it up so that you could see inside. It's found in Parshas Boy. If somebody themselves would like to look inside, look at what the Halakha Barditcha Zechusa Yagan Reina tells us, Kedusha Slavi, Parshas Boy, as I have it in front of you. The Barditcha is addressing a question. And I like to actually read a lot of the words that he uses. I found it to be incredibly powerful. Yesh lahavin, we have to wonder. Sha'anu kairu mes yontiv ha-mechuna ba-tayra b'shem chag ha-matzois. Onu kairu m'oisei Pesach. We know that a few months ago we celebrated a yontiv, and the Barditcher is reminding us that the way we refer to that yontiv is we call it Pesach. Where are you going to be for Pesach? You were home for Pesach? Tell me what a Pesach. Yet, if you take a look, the Barditcheva wonders, where do you see Heichad Remezeh B'Torah to call this Yomtif B'Shem Pesach? Throughout the Torah, this Yomtif is called Chag HaMatzos. So he wants to know, why is it that the Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam, constantly refers to that holiday, that one of the Mayad and the Regalim, as Chag HaMatzos, but we, on the other hand, never refer to it as Chag HaMatzos. We constantly refer to it as Pesach. So he bases the answer the Barditcheva Rebbe does on a pasuk that we're going to hear many times when we start Chodesh Elul. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. Of course, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li is the acronym, perhaps the most well-known acronym for the month of Elul Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, which literally means I am to my beloved, I am to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is to me. The way the Barditcheva Rebbe explains that concept of Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li is in the following way. Ani L'Doidi, which means I care about my doid, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam, that I am always looking, Misaprim Shvachei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We care. We want to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'doidi li, but the Ribbono Shel Olam responds by saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misaper Shevach Shel Yisrael, I care about you. In other words, we want to bring out how much we care, so to speak, about the Ribbono Shel Olam, but Hashem says, V'doidi li, I want to bring out your praises and how much you mean to me, each one for the other. A beautiful proof he brings down is because the Gemara tells us we put on tefillin, and Kaviyachol, the Ribbono Shel Olam, puts on tefillin. And the Gemara famously tells us, what's written in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And what is written in the Ribbono Shel Olam's tefillin? The words, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael. The Barditcheva Rebbe says, why? Because that's fulfilling Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, where each one wants to bring out the praise, the care of the other. So in our tefillin, we want to bring out Shilchoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our praising of Hashem, and therefore we bring it out by what's in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Speaking of course, the grace of greatness and awesomeness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But in the Ribbono Shel Olam's tefillin, it's V'doidi Li, it's about us. And therefore, what's written in Hashem's tefillin? Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael, the praise of Klal Yisrael. And if you look inside Kedusha Slavi, the Barditcheva Rebbe speaks this out in many, many sentences. V'nimtza tamid, we constantly find Anu Misaprim Shevach Hashem Yisbarach, that we speak about the care, the feeling, the shevach that we have for the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Hashem Yisbarach, Misaper Shevach Yisroel, but he, with a capital H, V'doi Dili, speaks about our praise. And therefore, he answers the question why we call the Yom Tov Pesach. But Hashem calls it throughout the Torah, not Pesach, but Chag HaMatzos. Each one calls it the very name that speaks out the praise, the Shevach of the other. Our name is a manifestation of Ani L'Doidi. Hashem's name for the holiday is a manifestation of V'Doidi Li. And he speaks out so beautifully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it by the name of Chag HaPesach. Excuse me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it by the name of Chag HaMatzos. Why? Nikra Al Shevach Yisrael. Because that speaks about Hashem's praise of us. How we so quickly left Mitzrayim, not having food, not having provisions, just having a bit of matzah with us. Nimsa Shem Chag HaMatzos is the Shevach of Klal Yisrael, She'ofu es abotek ubeis matzos, that we baked the matzah and we went out. In other words, that shows our emuna. That shows our faith and implicit trust in Hashem that we baked the matzah, we left with only the matzah. So our cousin Baruch Hu is so happy with that that he calls the Yom Tov by the name Chag HaMatzos to constantly bring out his Shevach of us. But we call the Yom Tov based on the name Pesach because that's our way of expressing the praise and Shevach where it says, "Amartem zevach Pesach hu Hashem." Why, Asher Pesach, Hakadosh Baruch Hu passed over the homes that night of Makas Bechayros. The death was brought only to the Bechayim of the Mitzrayim, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Pesach. He was Pesach. He passed over our homes and he allowed us to live. So we want to fulfill Ani L'Doidi. We want to always remember the Yom Tov by a name, which speaks out the praise and the care that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we call it Pesach, from the word Pesach that Hashem passed over and allowed us to live. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. This concept of the Bardicha V'Rebbe, my dear Yedid Nefesh, or Brachman Raymond wants to use to answer a number of other questions. But it's the same concept again and again. You take a look, we speak about Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, do you find that word at all when speaking about the splitting of the sea? Chazal call it Kriyas Yamsuf. But do you find those words used in the Torah? You don't find Kriyas Yamsuf. And actually, this question he said comes from our Pesach Hador, Reb Moshe Sturmbach, Zoller Gesund und Stark sein. Reb Moshe Sturmbach, in one of his form, asked this question. Kriyas Yamsuf is the way Chazal referred to the splitting of the sea. But the Psukim don't call it Kriyas Yamsuf. They speak about what we would call Bikias, from the word Vayiboka, Bikea, there that the sea split. But the word Kriyas Yamsuf is the way Chazal referred to it. But when the Torah refers to it again and again and again, you do not find that word Kriyas Yamsuf. You find the word of Bikea, Vayiboka, Bikias Yamsuf, meaning the sea split. But Reb Moshe Sturmbach wonders, why do we and Chazal refer to it as Kriyas Yamsuf, but the Torah by the word Baka, Vayibaka, why? So Reb Rachman wants to use the exact same Yesod of the Bardicha of the Rebbe, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. We always want to give the credit to Kutcha Berichu. And Kaviyachol, the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us, as our Tzilin says Shema Yisrael, and his says Umikamcha Yisrael. And he explains in the following beautiful way. What is the difference between Kriya, which means when one, let's say, tears something, But va'ibaka or bakea does not mean tear. That means split. What's the fundamental difference between the two? Imagine a person has a large block of ice, and they take a hammer and a nail, and they just start nailing that nail into the block of ice. After that little bit of the hole is made, really as a result of that hole or a little bit of a larger hole, the entire block will split. Sometimes you find that with wood as well. You made that hole with the nail, and as a result of that nail making the hole, now it's going to split. That is the idea of vayibaka, or where you have the word vaykeya hayom, the sea split. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah refers to it that way to give us the credit, as if to say, no, the real, because Nachshein Ben Aminadav, just like the nail entering the block of ice, Nachshein Ben Aminadav jumped in, he's the one who was Vaykeya, he's the one who split it. Once he did that and showed his Amun and Bitochen and jumped in, like the nail that goes into the block of ice, once he did that, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, of course I split the rest, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking the focus and, so to speak, putting the focus on us. It split because of us. It split because of Nachshon Ben Aminadav, as indicated by the word Baikeya, split. Just like that nail will split the entire block of ice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting the focus on us. It split in the merit of my children. It split in the schus of the tzaddikim. It split in the schus of Nachshon Ben Aminadav who jumped in. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam said, once he jumped in and that hole was made, then the rest of it split. But we know that when we speak about the splitting of the sea, we call it Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriya tearing is different than the way I just denoted splitting. If a person has, let's say, a rag that's difficult to tear, and they have to tear that rag, they put tremendous givura, tremendous strength into tearing the entire rag. They can't merely go ahead and just start the tear. If they want to tear it into two, it's tremendous strength, it's tremendous givura. They have to literally rip it apart and tear it into two with givura and with strength. Therefore, we call it Kriyas Yamsuf, not giving ourselves any credit, but of course, Kaviyachol putting the focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam and saying, it was Hashem who split it in the fashion of Kriyas Yamsuf. It was a tear, meaning it was with the gevura, it was with strength. It wasn't because of us. It was because of the chesed and the rachim and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, that he tore it into two, like one would do with the rag, with a sense of gevura, with a sense of strength. Not just starting, but the entire sea tore, split, Kriyas Yamsuf. We put the focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does on us. That's following the same yesod of the Barditch of the Rebbe, Ani l'doidi, v'doidi li. Now we could get back and answer the question that we began the shir with. We wanted to know, when we're having this battle against Midian, why is it that the Ribbono Shel Olam said in the beginning of Perek Lamed Aleph, Nikhoim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael? It's a vengeance for what they did to Klal Yisrael. And when Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over, he said, Fight the Midyanim Nikmas Hashem as Hashem's vengeance for what was done to Hashem. So Reb Rachamim wants to answer the same Yisrael we've said tonight, again and again, because when the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving it over, he wants the Minyanim fought because of what the Minyanim did to us. The focus is on us. He cares about us. The Davi Lee. For the same reason that Hashem calls the Yom Tov Chag HaMatzos, it's about my children. It's about them. And therefore, I want you to fight the Midyanim as Nikmas B'nei Yisrael for what the Midyanim did to my children. I care about them. I want to focus on them. It's about them. But when Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to Klal Yisrael and said, "Mayad v'Rabbeisai, we have to fight this battle against Midjain because it's Nikmas Hashem. It's a vengeance for the Ribbono Shel Olam, meaning for what Midjain did to Hashem and for all that Midjain did, not because of what they did to us. It's not about us. It's about the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Nikmas Hashem. Ani v'daydi." The Daidi Li. We say the battle against Midjan is Nikmas Hashem. Hashem says the battle against Midjan is Nikmas B'nai Yisrael. And I think this is a tremendous tie-in as we're about to begin what's known as the 9 days. And we have to do everything in our power to turn Tisha B'Av into a proper Mayeh. Tisha B'Av is called a Mayeh. Take a look in the beginning of Megillas Eicha. We wanted to turn it into the way we understand what a Mayeh is. A festival, the way we're able to go back to Chutzos Yerushalayim. I think perhaps this that we've mentioned until now is an Avodah for us to work on now as we approach the 9 days, Rosh Chodesh Av and Tisha B'Av. The focus is not on us. The focus has to be on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Do you know that the Gemara at the end of Megillah says, Shchinta Begilusa, which means the Shechina is in Golos. And very often we yearn for the Geula for one reason or another reason. How about our yearning for the Geula, because the Shechina is in Golos? There's an extraordinary pshat from the Rishner Rebbe. The Rishner Rebbe tells us that in Tehillim we say, Gam Kiyelech in Mizmor LeDavid, very often we sing it by Shalashuris, Gam Kiyelech Begeit Salmabes Lo Yirana Ki Apta Imadi. Now literally that means, although I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear any evil or any bad. Ki ata imadi Hashem, you are with me. The original Rebbe reads it a bit differently, where he puts a comma one word earlier, and it takes on such a powerful, powerful meaning. Gam ki eilech begeitz al maves, although I am going in the valley of the shadow of death, lo ira, I'm not going to be afraid. We know Hashem is always with us, lo ira. I won't be afraid. Ra! But the thing that's bad, the thing that's terrible, is ki ata imadi, that your Shechina also has to be in Golos. That the Shechina doesn't have a place, as we've said many times, we've sent the Ribbono Shel Olam eviction papers. How many times have we said that on Tisha B'Av? We give the moshul, I believe it was originally, I heard it from Rabbi Ephraim Waxman, Zoller Gesund und Stark sein. Imagine that a person is walking and he sees an elderly man in front of a beautiful home, and he's sitting outside literally on the lawn with his luggage, and you run over to this elderly man, "Are you okay?" And he's crying, "What happened?" "I lived in that mansion, but I was just evicted." "You were just evicted?" You see this man, this elderly man, sitting with the luggage on the lawn in front of the mansion. "Who evicted you?" And he tells you the landlord, the owner, the one who had evicted him. "And who's that?" "My son. My son just sent me eviction papers." Chazal tell us, and we say it in Shemoneh Esrei, the Shalosh Regalim, "Umipnei chataeinu galinu me'arseinu." It was our sins that sent us from Eretz Yisrael. We sent Kaviyachol, the Ribbono Shel Olam, eviction papers. The Ribbono Shel Olam had the mansion. The Ribbono Shel Olam had the Beis HaMikdash. The Ribbono Shel Olam had the place of the Makom of Hashros HaShechina, the Kodshei Kodashim. It was in the Beis HaMikdash. And we sent eviction papers to Avinu Sheba Shemayim. Says the original Rebbe, although I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, lo ira, I'm not afraid. ra. But the thing that is worst of all is ki ata imadi, that you Hashem have to be in Golos as well, that you Hashem have to have the Shechina in Golos. Of course, for us, it's a blessing that the Shechina is with us. That's the only way to survive the Golos. But it's the same idea we've spoken about until now, that we have to have our focus on Hashem. We have to speak about the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not that I'm approaching Israel. Of course we have personal requests and different reasons why we want things fulfilled. But our focus, I believe this is a very tangible avodah. Each of us on our own level, I'm begging those here and those listening and those who will listen, make it your avodah as we approach the 9 days. We see from the Kedushas Levi, Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li, our focus must be on the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the Shechina is in Golos. That's Ra, that's something that we shouldn't be able to handle, that we sent the Ribbono Shel Olam eviction paper, so to speak. It's not about us. It's about focusing on the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the more that a person will use as the Avodah, you take a look, we've mentioned the word Mayed, which is what Tisha B'Av is referred to. If you reverse the, rearrange the letters, it spells the word Madua. Madua means why. A person to ask themselves why. What can I do? How can I go ahead and bring the Shechina back to the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash? I hope, Be'ezras Hashem, that this Avodah is something that we make tangibly and practically ours. It's why everything about us, our relationship to Hashem, is Ani L'daydi, and everything about his relationship to us is that of Daydi Li. It's why the Yom Tov is called differently. It's why some call it Kriyas Yamsuf, Bekiyas Yamsuf. Some have the idea of Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, Nikmas Hashem. But to actually take time and to think about the Ribbono Shel Olam, we've mentioned a number of years ago regarding the acronym of Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li, the word Ani is a very unusual word. Ani is really a makeup of two words. The word B'ni, what does B'ni mean? B'ni means my son. But really, it's from the word HaBen Sheli, my son. We conjugate, we make it one word. Instead of saying HaBen Sheli, we say B'ni. So if that's the case, the word Ani, just like B'ni being HaBen Sheli, then Ani would be Ha'un Sheli. What is an Un? Aleph Nun. Un means direction. If you take a look in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah famously tells us, Me'ayin Basa, from where have we come? Ula'un Atahoylech. In what direction are you headed? Where are you headed? So the word Un means direction. That word means the word Ani is really a makeup of the two words Ha'un Sheli, my direction. And that's what it means. Ani L'daydi. Ani means Ha'un Sheli, my direction, my focus. Everything that I do has to be L'daydi, L'daydi, to our Creator, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now that's direction. That's having focus. And it's something each of us on our own level can work on. May we taka bizaycha to Ani L'daydi. Ani meaning Ha'on Sheli. That my direction, my focus, L'daydi, is on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and thereby merit the Daydi Li, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses on us. And so that home, that mansion that we spoke about earlier, those eviction papers will be ripped up. And we will be the reason and the cause, Be'ezras Hashem, this Tisha B'Av, to be able to rejoice in the Bayis Shlishi, Bechutzos Yerushalayim, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mheira b'yameinu, Amen.
Amen.